Chronic pain is one of the most costly and pervasive health problems in the United States. And here's some of the interesting statistics I came up with. $90 billion is spent annually on direct medical expenses, loss of income, compensation payments, and legal charges associated with chronic pain. 48 million Americans suffer from chronic severe headaches that can be disabling. $3 billion is spent yearly on over-the-counter pain relievers. 40 million Americans suffer from arthritis pain. 13 million Americans can't perform routine activities just because of pain. 65% of Americans under the age of 45 suffer from some kind of chronic pain. That was just unbelievable. I don't know why. I just had always associated it with the aging process and the fact that there's so much wear and tear, so much stress we go through. The body goes through its natural chemical changes and hormone changes, so a lot of chronic pain is associated with that. But when I found that percentage of under 45, it was really startling to me. And then this one really got me. 85% of Americans will suffer from lower back pain by the age of 65. Now, the interesting thing is these were startling, but what was even more startling to me in the research was is that the treatment of chronic pain hasn't gone beyond pain management. What I mean by that is there's so many psychological underlying contributors associated with chronic pain, it just kind of surprised me, frankly, that medicine hadn't reached the point where they looked beyond the surface of what was happening in the body. And what they're doing is they're just looking at pain management. But again, there's so many psychological implications associated with it, such as hopelessness, helplessness, loneliness, emotional stress, of course, mental stress, feeling unsupported. That was, in my world as a medical intuitive, that is one of the main underlying psychological implications I find when I'm dealing with someone that has chronic lower back pain, and then also that suppression of emotions.